This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. All those bank heist movies with the guy with the stethoscope cracking the safe, old school. What they do now takes technical skills of a different order. A global band of thieves managed to steal $45 million by going from cash machine to cash machine, many of them in New York. Eight men have been indicted, including the suspected mastermind. The BBC's technology correspondent Mark Gregory has been looking into how they pulled this off. Morning, Mark.
Good morning.
So walk us through this scheme. It starts with what? A hack?
Yes, it does. It starts with a computer hackers breaking into databases used by two Middle Eastern banks. And they go into the records relating to prepaid debit cards. They change the records so that the credit limits are removed. They also issue a bunch of new access codes so you can, in effect, create new debit cards. Once the gang have got that information, it's a pretty simple step to use that information, load it onto lots of different cards. Just using any card with a magnetic strip on the back will do. And then junior operatives in many different countries around the world went to bank cash machines and withdrew money using these fake cards. And so huge amounts of money, tens of millions of dollars, were withdrawn in a matter of hours.
Moving forward, one of the lessons is the cards may need to embrace newer technology where there's a microchip on the card that helps with their security.
Well, yes, and you could say that this is the fault of American banks for being satisfied with outmoded technology. In much of the world, all these cards come with a little chip on them, so it's almost impossible to copy or duplicate that card. Whereas in the United States, it's still very common for cards just to have a magnetic strip. Once you've got the relevant data, you can transfer it onto any card that has a magnetic strip on the back. And the reason that these cards are accepted in other countries around the world is because nobody wants to turn away business from wealthy Americans. So if Americans show up with a card with a magnetic strip on the back, people want to be able to take their money.
So get with the chip and abandon the strip. I get the point here. The BBC's technology correspondent, Mark Gregory, thank you very much.
Thank you.